It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. I like to say the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. And every week we check in with Mark and just get a glimpse of what you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. It's lovely to be back. A lot going on. And so let's start off immediately, actually, on Thursday, May the 9th in Poughkeepsie. There's a lovely event going on there at Locust Grove. They're calling it Sunset Sensations. And if you don't know Locust Grove, this is a wonderful opportunity to find out more about it. It's an enormous Italianate estate. The house itself is really gorgeous. It's surrounded by 200 acres. They've made them into really landscaped acres, and there's a 5 miles of hiking trails there. There's a welcome center, an art gallery, museum shop, and there's all sorts of classrooms, actually, for educational programs. But the estate itself, or the house itself, is really spectacular. And on Thursday, May the 9th, they're opening up the estate so that visitors can enjoy what they're calling sunset sensations over the Hudson River. You get to eat all sorts of wonderful food. It's prepared by Frank Kamey of Heritage Food and Drink. They're bringing in a wine expert, so they're going to be pairing all sorts of wines with the food. The food itself is going to be inspired by their estate kitchen garden, so there should be some really interesting things to eat from that. And then on top of that, Frank Kamey is going to do a full cooking demonstration, so you get a chance to look at that. Now, what's wonderful is that, by the way, if you get there a bit early, you get to have a tour of the gardens as well. And if the weather is good, and let's hope it will be a bit better on Thursday, it's all centered on the mansion lawn, which is overlooking the Hudson River. If it rains, though, don't worry, because they'll move it indoors to the house, which is spectacular. You can wander around that as well. And they have a very elegant west gallery. Anyway, it all starts at 5:30 in the evening on this Thursday, May the 9th, at Locust Grove, which is in Poughkeepsie. And by the way, if you buy your tickets in advance, they're much cheaper. Well, they're a bit cheaper. And frankly, the other problem that you will have if you wait to the last minute is they may well run out because there's only a limited number of them. But you can find all the tickets, all the details via Rural Intelligence or, of course, the Locust Grove website there as well. Now, normally, Marshall, I don't talk about things which are too serious. We talk about events that are going on. But I saw something also on Thursday, May the 9th, up in Lennox, which I think is quite interesting. Now, our readers and your listeners really live and love this area for so many reasons. But one really does dominate over the other. So whether you're here for historic houses like Locust Grove or music or the theater or dance or cultural activities of one sort or another, the key background to all of this is the landscape. And so many of our listeners and you really wonder how this whole landscape can be protected and saved for future generations. And there are a number of key organizations who are involved in this work. But one of them is the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. And on Thursday, May the 9th, up at the Arcadian Shop in Lennox, they're having an evening where they're going to be talking about how you can save the land in this area for future generations. So they're calling it an informal evening conversation. They brought in Noreen Schroeder of the Berkshire Natural Resource Council, but they're bringing in also other people. Like, there's a local attorney who specializes in estate planning. They're bringing in a service forester, Pete Grimer, as well, plus some local property owners who have really conserved their land. And the whole idea is that you can see how you can be part of a long-term effort to preserve and protect the land in our area. So it's up at the Arcadian shop anyway, which is good fun to visit. Anyway, there's always something to sort of look at and buy there in Lenox. It's at 5:30 on Thursday, May the 9th. It's called Land Protection and Estate Planning Workshop. And you can find out about it on Rural Intelligence, or you can go to the Berkshire Natural Resources Council's website and they will have more information. And there's all sorts of other events all over the place down on, in Washington on Thursday, May the 9th, because the Gunn Memorial Library is welcoming the author Martha Hall Kelly. A lot of listeners will know her because she was the wrote the best-selling book Lilac Girls, but she's just published a new book which is called Lost Roses. So it sounds like it's a really good book, and she's a local resident, so it's always good to support a neighbor. Anyway, the debut novel, Lilac Girls, introduced a whole series of characters which were real life characters, including the heroine, which was Caroline Faraday. Anyway, the new book, Lost Roses, is set a generation earlier, so I guess it's a prequel. And it's again inspired by true events. It introduces Caroline's mother, Eliza, and also three other indomitable women from the St. Petersburg area of Russia who moved to France, which was then under the shadow of World War I. Anyway, it sounds like an interesting book. Martha Hall Kelly will be there at the Gunn Library at 6 o'clock on Thursday, May the 9th. And she will be obviously reading from, talking about, and signing copies of this new book. Now I better move, Marshall, to some bigger events that are going on in the area for gardeners. And the gardeners in everywhere are really looking at their gardens and saying, well, what do we need to do to get in shape for the summer? And Rural Intelligence wrote a big story this week about some of the big events that are going on, but I thought I'd mention some of them. And the first one starts on Friday, May the 10th, but runs through Saturday, May the 11th as well, up at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. It's their Be a Better Gardener plant sale. And it's actually called Plants and Answers, Be a Better Gardener Plant Sale, which I think is a really good way of focusing in on this, because they have an enormous sale. There's more than 1,000 woody and herbaceous plants all displayed. By the way, they display them by habitat, which is really good. So if you've got sunny areas, that's good. If they have beds and borders, there's dry areas, although there aren't many of those at this this year. And there's plants for woodland edge, there's annuals, tropicals, vines, organic vegetables. Anyway, what they do, so you can see them all around displayed and you get a chance to buy them. But the key thing is that there are so many plant professionals and experts from the garden staff on hand who will really be in a good position to answer questions and provide really practical advice on growing and caring for plants as well. So definitely something that if you're interested in getting plants for your garden, definitely something you should be thinking about doing. That's, as I say, it's on Friday, May the 10th and Saturday the 11th in Stockbridge at the Berkshire Botanical Garden. And as I say, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, but it runs till about 5 o'clock in the evening as well. The other event on Friday, which I really thought I'd focus on is up in Chatham. Ruth Reichel is going to be there discussing. She's published a new memoir called Save Me the Plums. And she is really a wonderful food writer and restaurant critic. And this new memoir has just come out. She's going to be talking about it. It's all about her years as editor-in-chief at Gourmet magazine. So there is a relaxing conversation and there'll be some questions and answers opportunities. And it's really an opportunity to meet somebody who has been a very important person in our food scene over the years. That's in the Chatham bookstore, 5 o'clock on Friday, May the 10th. Or the other thing that you could think about doing, there are a couple of other things on Friday evening that you can think about doing. One is up in Pittsfield, where from Friday evening through Sunday, May the 12th, they're having what they're calling the Playworks Weekend at Barrington Stage. I guess what they're doing, Barrington Stage is softening us up for their summer season this weekend, because they're going to be holding a series of stage readings of new plays. One is called American Underground. There's one called Citizen Scientist. And then Grant and Twain, which actually I think we've seen before, but it's with a local playwright, Elizabeth Diggs. Anyway, they're going to be having them as a sort of a series of stage readings over the weekend. You'll have to check out their website for all the times and the details, but it's a good way of getting us ready for the summer season. One thing that my wife is actually thinking of attending, and we've talked about in the past as well on Friday evening, is down in Poughkeepsie. The Marist College is actually has every year a what they call the Silver Needle Runway Show. This year it's at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. And it's a major event for the graduates of the fashion program at the Marist College. So they present this in very substantial, large-scale, highly professional fashion show. Last year, there were over 2,000 guests attending, including industry professionals and the press as well. And the show essentially features the garments and collections of the Marist's senior student designers who are about to graduate. And they are undoubtedly some of the fashion feature leaders of the future as well. It is an amazing show. If you are a fashionista, you may well want to attend and see what tomorrow's young designers are up to. It's, as I say, it's at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. There are two shows. There's one at 4 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's down in Poughkeepsie. If you go to Rural Intelligence to the event section, we'll give you a link to all of the details. And probably if you go to the Marist College website, there'll be all sorts of details on there as well. Definitely worthwhile signing up and getting your tickets in advance, because it will be a very busy event down there in Poughkeepsie. Now let's move to Saturday and Sunday, because there is a lot going on. And one event that Rural Intelligence is really keenly supporting on Saturday, the 11th, and Sunday, May the 12th, is in Hudson at Basilica Hudson. Every spring they have their Basilica Farm and Flea Spring Market. And it started in 2013 or so. And it's been growing every year since then. They have one in the fall as well, but this is the spring one, obviously. It's a really fun event. It's sort of part flea and farmer's market, and then it's also part 21st century craft and design fair. So it really brings in a whole lot of events together. It's great fun to go down to Basilica Hudson anyway and wander around and see all these regional vendors who are selling their wares. Mostly locally sourced farm fresh foods as well. So it really is very diverse, very interesting. It's going to be, it's enormous, by the way. It's 10,000 square feet or so. It's the only market of its scale in the region. But I will tell you one thing, it's going to be really busy. So if you get a chance to go early, it's definitely worthwhile doing. That's at Basilica Hudson. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. As I say, in Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The other thing for there are a couple of other things for gardeners to think about this weekend. The other thing on May the 11th is down in the Torrington High School. They're having a big native plant sale. The students from the Science Club and Plant Science classes host it. It's supported through a grant from the Alderman in Sharon. So you can pre-order, or you can actually go to the school and shop the sale for all sorts of varieties of native perennials and shrubs. They try and really choose them to be beneficial to the various species of insects, such as caterpillars and bees and butterflies, etc., the other pollinators, as it were, in this area, as well as birds. So if you are a gardener in that area, you can support the students at the science club and plant sciences classes, as well as picking up your plants for the summer as well. So that's at the Torrington High School in Torrington, and starts at 9:30 in the morning. It only runs till 2, so you do have to get there on time. So that's Saturday, May the 11th. And since we're talking about Saturday, May the 11th, I also thought I'd mention an event in Great Barrington at St. James's Place, which is really turning out to be a wonderful event place for people in the area. The Great Barrington Historical Society is setting up what they're calling a provocative new lecture series called Rebels with a Cause. And the first lecture in the series is on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's called Elizabeth Freeman's Case for Freedom, The End of Slavery in Massachusetts and the Effects on the Black Community in the Berkshires. So it's a really interesting area, which I don't think is often talked about. So it sounds absolutely fascinating. And of course, it's quite appropriate that Great Barrington Historical Society puts this on. That's at 2 o'clock at St. James's Place on Saturday, May the 11th. By the way, there are two more lectures in this sort of what they're calling this controversial Rebels with a Cause lecture series, but they're going to be in the fall. So watch out for them later this year. The other big gardening event of the weekend is in Kopek on Saturday, May the 11th. There's going to be an open day at the garden of Margaret Roach, our good friend on Robin Hood Radio. We mentioned last week that she's just published a new book. Well, she is going to be opening up her garden, so you get a good reason to go and see what she's been doing on in her gardens and why she's so well respected in the area. This open day at her gardens is all in support of the Garden Conservancy. It's a garden which is spectacular. There will be also a specialty a nursery called Broken Arrow Nursery, who will be on site. They will be selling some plants as well. And of course, Margaret will be there, and she's going to be talking about and selling and signing her books as well, including the latest reiteration. I mentioned this book that she's just republished, which is called A Way to Garden, but it's been republished and repurposed beautifully as well. So again, to get full details of Margaret's gardens and when they're open, it's best to go to the Garden Conservancy website, and you can check out all the details on that. One of the things I will definitely be going to on Saturday evening, and then again, there's another showing on Sunday, May the 12th as well, is in Lenox, and that's the Catter Gala performances. Community Access to the Arts, or Catter is as it's known, was started in 1993. It's a non-profit arts organization, and what it looks to do is to unleash the creative talents of people with disabilities. And really, in addition, it uses the arts to connect people with disabilities to the wider community. So it's a really wonderful organization. Their annual gala is really one of the ones that kicks off the year every year in May. This year it's called Nexus. After the performance, which is actually at Shakespeare and Company on Saturday evening, they have this really wonderful gala, dinner and dancing. It is followed up on Sunday, by the way. There's another chance to see this. You don't have to go to a gala and do that all in the evening. They do have a matinee performance on Sunday, May the 12th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But what's really significant about this is that the performance itself features more than 50 local performers with disabilities who really share their talents in dance, in theatre, in music, in comedy as well. It really is a wonderful, life-affirming event. It's super to go to, and it's one of those things that is wonderful to support as well. The other thing I was going to mention on Saturday, May the 11th, there are a couple more things, but one is down in Kent, Connecticut. The Kent art gallery scene is really strong, and it's always wonderful to celebrate the opening of a new art gallery in the area. And we saw that the Kenzie Barnes Fine Art Gallery, which is actually their main store, is located in Larchmont, New York, but it's bringing another store to the Kent Barnes area in Kent. So from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they are going to be having an opening show, and also I'm sure you can get a drink and wander around, enjoy it, and see their new facilities there. It's at 7 Fulling Lane in Kent, Connecticut. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, runs to about 6 o'clock. So if you're in the Kent area, definitely worthwhile checking that out. And of course, by the way, they're going to be open for some time. You know, they're going to be opening this new store. So you'll be able to wander in over the next few weeks anyway and check out the new shows that they've got going on. A couple of other things on Saturday afternoon that you should look out for is that in Kinderhook, there is the Concerts in the Village concluding concert. This is ending their ninth season with an event they're calling Fanny and Felix, the brilliant Mendelssohn siblings. So the Broad Street Chamber Players will be performing, this time with the soprano Catherine Rossiter. And, of course, their pianist will be David Smith, who's the CITV, Concerts in the Village, Artistic Director. The program's going to include all sorts of examples of Fanny's songs, some with words, some without words. And her string quartet in E-flat will also be played by, followed by Felix's octet as well, Opus 20. So that's all at the Van Buren Hall in Kinderhook. That starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon there, and it's been a wonderful series of the concerts in the village have put on this year. It's the ninth season. It's amazing how quickly it goes. So check that out. That's at Van Buren Hall on Saturday, May the 11th, as I say, starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, another event in Sheffield this time that's worthwhile checking out, particularly if you live in the Sheffield area, is the Dewey Hall's Spring Gala. So Dewey Hall really does play a very important part in the life of the Sheffield community. It has to be paid for, and so they're having a big spring gala this year. The lovely thing about Sheffield is that they've got some lovely local beers and wines and hors d'oeuvres that they can put on, and so they'll be doing that. The dinner is catered by the culinary students at the Mount Everett High School there, locally led by Sue Petrucci, so that's wonderful as well. And the lovely thing about Dewey Hall, which is a wonderful location and have lots of events going on, is that it's going to be live music from a local jazz band, the Lucky Five. There'll be a big silent auction featuring all sorts of local wares from around Berkshire County. And it's all it's all to support this wonderful historic hall and its community outreach. So this is a wonderful way of supporting what's going on in the community. But Saturday is really going to be going along as well in Chatham. PS21, since it's built its new theatre, has been going great guns one way and another. And on Saturday evening, they're having a big concert there at PS21. It's Mikhail Darmani and the Warp Trio. This sounds really fascinating group. It's a chamber music ensemble which has rock band elements and also has art project elements as well. So Mikhail Dami plays the piano. His friends are from various different, played various different instruments. The concert really tries to push the boundaries of music through interdisciplinary collaborations. There's all sorts of eclectic programming as well. So there's some original material. There are some interpretations of popular music. I'm sure there'll be some improv. There'll be some interesting takes on classical repertoire as well. It's going to be a really fun concert. And that's at the PS21 Theatre in Chatham on Saturday, May the 11th at 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, I thought I'd better turn my attention to Sunday, May the 12th, because it's Mother's Day and people start to desperately look around for events to take their mother to. And I've found some which I think will work really well. The first one is up at Williamstown. We haven't talked about what's going on at Clark Art for some time this year. But Clark Art, it's got this, you know, wonderful reputation for its art, but when it refurbished or built its new extension a few years ago, it brought in some wonderful restaurateurs and food people, and so they have this really wonderful reputation for food as well. And it all comes together on Mother's Day on the 12th, because they are organizing a Mother's Day brunch at the Clark. So you get to go to the Clark Museum. And then starting at 10:30 in the morning, but running through 12, they have this wonderful brunch. And it's a sort of a gourmet brunch as well. It includes all the classics, the sort of the Eggs Benedict and the smoked salmon, all those type of things as well. But it really is, they put on a tremendous display and really beautiful. So you will have to get a reservation for this. This is really a sold out event. But it's an excuse to go up to Clark Art. It's a day out. Mother really will feel spoiled, and you get to get a great brunch as well. So that's at Clark Art on Sunday the 12th. It starts at 10:30 in the morning, and you get a chance to wander around the museum as well, the galleries as well. So definitely check that one out. If your mother's a gardener, you may well want to take advantage of wandering around three fantastic gardens which are open by the Garden Conservancy on May the 12th. One's in Millbrook, one's in Armenia, and the other one's in Red Hook. It's the Innisfree Garden in Millbrook and the private gardens of Ruth Osier called the Chocolate Factory in Red Hook. Then there's another garden called Broccoli Hall, which I thought was a lovely name, in Armenia. So do check them out. It's all the details are on the Dutchess County Open Garden Day website. So take mother and check out these wonderful gardens. And then slightly later on in the afternoon, on Sunday the 12th, in Millbrook, the Millbrook Vineyards and Winery is hosting a rendezvous at Millbrook Vineyards. And this is the Millbrook Historical Society and the Dutchess Historic Tavern Trail Team presenting this sort of really absolutely fascinating story and talk. It's all about the Historical Society investigated the historical court records and other documents to discover how taverns came to be set up in the Millbrook area. And when you start to examine the court documents, there are all sorts of other interesting documents about the problems that were faced by tavern owners, you know, the sort of why they lost their licenses, why they outlawed various games in the taverns, and all sorts of things like that. So it's a fascinating talk. There was even an example, apparently, of a slave insurrection linked with the taverns in Poughkeepsie as well. So it sounds absolutely fascinating. So really fun lecture. And of course, it's fun when you're in the vineyards and you can enjoy a glass of wine and listen to what they're up to. So that's the closing our events today. That starts at 5:30 at the Millbrook Vineyards on Sunday, May the 12th. And again, it's been another busy week, and we are just getting started on what's going on in the summer as well. So I will speak to you next week, and have a great time.
Thanks, Mark. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Lovely. Bye-bye.